Hey folks, Mark Levin here. Now, before we dive into today's episode, I want to talk about something truly valuable, protecting your financial future with gold. It's called diversification. Now, for that, I only trust Advantage Gold. They're the real deal with five-star service and a sterling reputation. So give them a call today. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Trust me, you'll thank yourself in the future. Now let's get to the show. Results may vary. Consult with your financial professional.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Well, let's start from the beginning. We played this yesterday, but we're going to play it again because I have a lot more to say about this. Joe Biden confessing. Confessing on CNN that he made a unilateral decision to cut off arms from the Jewish state of Israel. Go.
I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, they haven't gone into Rafah yet. If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem. We're going to continue to make sure Israel is secure in terms of Iron Dome and their ability to respond to attacks like came out of the Middle East recently. But it's just wrong.
All right, that's enough. How many times have I said this man fancies himself a dictator? And it goes on and on and on. I've got another clip here where he says he's working with the Arab states to create a Palestinian state, and he wants to create it out of the state of Israel. Even though Israel objects, he's going to go forward with this. He's going to get it recognized. He's going to push for it. He's going to threaten them even more. This part of what Biden said on CNN, nobody's even talking about. Listen to this. Cut seven, go.
And we got to think through what is happening after Gaza, after this is over. Who's going to occupy Gaza? I've been working with the Arab states. I won't mention them because I don't want to get them in trouble. But five leaders in the Arab community who are prepared to help rebuild Gaza, prepared to help transition to a two-state solution.
To govern it?
Well, to maintain the security and peace while they're working out a Palestinian authority that's real and not corrupt.
Where does this man get the authority to do any of this? So nobody's played that clip. The rest of what he said. I want to address this. I said, Thursday? Maybe I said it on Monday or Tuesday, Mr. Producer, that this withholding of funds is a violation of federal law, the Impoundment Act, correct? Remember that? Well, I'm glad that everybody else is talking about it now. It's very important. And that's why we try to push this into the public discussion. I also said, I believe it was last night, that this is an impeachable offense. They tried it against Nixon and Trump and so forth. And so early this morning, as I prepare for this program and my Saturday opening statement, and trust me, you're not going to want to miss that. And we have Eric Trump. We have the president of a real college, Hillsdale College, Larry Arnn, that'll be on Saturday. Killer show. But I need to discuss this now, even though I discuss it at great length on Saturday. It's so weird how people want credit for things, how they jump the line. It's just so weird. But this is too important for people to do their usual hit and run, their usual posting and circulating. This is just too damn important. So I found this January 16, 2020, GAO, U.S. Government Accountability Office report. And it was used to try to destroy Donald Trump as a basis, an intent to try and impeach Donald Trump on the Ukraine issue. And what was the substance of this? I kind of remembered it, so I went and looked for it, and I found it. A law. The Impoundment Control Act, ICA, that was passed in 1974 to deal with Richard Nixon. It's been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. And so I want to read some of this to you so you'll be better informed and have more knowledge than anybody else who pretends to comment on it. In the summer of 2019, the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, withheld from obligation funds appropriated to the Department of Defense for security assistance to Ukraine. In order to withhold the funds, OMB issued a series of 9 apportionment schedules with footnotes that made all unobligated balances unavailable for obligation. This is under President Trump. Faithful execution of the law does not permit the president, writes the GAO, to substitute his own policy priorities for those that Congress has enacted into law. OMB withheld funds for policy reasons, which is not permitted under the Impoundment Control Act, that is federal law. The withholding was not a programmatic delay. Therefore, we conclude that OMB violated the Impoundment Control Act, a.k.a. violated federal law. Now you know why I'm going and why I found this relevant. Now you know why I raised this several days ago and why I continue to dig into it. They say later in the report, an Appropriations Act is a law, like any other law. Therefore, unless Congress has enacted a law providing otherwise, the president must take care. Must take care to ensure that appropriations are prudently obligated during their period of availability. Period. There's no choice. The Constitution grants the president no unilateral authority to withhold funds from obligation. The state Congress has vested the president with strictly circumscribed authority to impound or withhold budget authority, only in very limited and rare circumstances, as expressly provided by the law. And those do not apply here. There's no constitutional issue and so forth. The ICA, that is the law, separates impoundments into 2 exclusive categories, deferrals and rescissions. Now, the president may temporarily withhold funds from obligation, but not beyond the end of the fiscal year, which the president transmits the special message by proposing a deferral. The president may also seek the permanent cancellation of funds for fiscal policy or other reasons by proposing a recession. In either case, the law requires that the president transmit a special message to Congress that includes the amount of budget authority proposed for deferral or rescission and the reason for the proposal. And these messages must provide detailed and specific reasoning to justify the withholding as set out in the act. There is no assertion that can be made unilaterally. In other words, Congress has to go along with this. But Congress not only was not notified, Congress is not prepared to go along with this. It goes on. The ICA does not permit deferrals for policy reasons. So under no circumstance, under the law, is there a deferral for a policy reason. I don't want them going into Rafah. Too bad. Too damn bad. I want visa justification. We're talking about Ukraine. Withholding falls squarely within the scope of an impermissible policy deferral. Thus, the deferral of USAI funds was improper under the ICA. When Congress enacts appropriations, it has provided budget authority that agencies must obligate in a matter consistent with the law. The Constitution vests lawmaking power with Congress under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 18. Faithful execution of the law does not permit the president to substitute his own policy priorities for those that Congress has enacted into law. In fact, Congress was concerned about exactly these types of withholdings when it enacted and later amended the ICA. And they concluded. By the way, the take care clause, I'm doing this off the top of my head, is Article 3, Section 3, I think Clause 1. The president has to take care that the laws will be executed. If he has a policy difference, this has been litigated multiple times before the U.S. Supreme Court. That's the rule. Separation of powers. A budget act is passed. The president signs it. He must comply with it. The agencies must comply with it. He can't wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm under political pressure. You know what, I don't like what the Israelis are doing. So I've decided to withhold arms that have been appropriated for by Congress, that have been signed off for by the executive branch previously. He has no such power. Period. Period. No! Exclamation mark! OMB violated, they write, the ICA when it withheld DOD's USA-1 funds from obligation for policy reasons. The impoundment of budget authority was not a programmatic delay. OMB and state, the State Department, have failed to provide the information that we need to fulfill our duties, meaning the GAO. We consider a reluctance to provide a fulsome response to have constitutional significance. GAO's role under the ICA, under the law, to provide information and legal analysis to Congress as it performs oversight of executive activity is essential. And it goes on. This was waved around by Chris Van Hollen, who today praised Joe Biden and said he didn't go far enough. This was waved around by Bernie Sanders, who says all aid should be cut off to Israel because he's a Stalinist, self-hating Jew. This was waved around today by all the Israel and Jew haters in Congress, in the Democrat Party. This was waved around when they wanted to impeach Trump. And today they say nothing about it, except they praise. They praise Biden. So what do? Senator Risch, isn't that his name, Mr. Producer, from Idaho? Something like that. Very weak. We've invited him on the show a few years back, didn't want to come on, because he's very weak, very cowardly. Says today there's nothing we can do about this. So when it comes to Senator Risch, the Constitution is not worth fighting for. He'll get up and whine and complain. He'll issue press releases. He'll condemn. But when it comes to the heavy lifting, upholding the Constitution that he swore an oath to uphold, he'll do nothing. Nothing. Congressman Michael McCaul, chairman of the House, I guess it's the Foreign Affairs Committee. There's nobody weaker and more pathetic. This is the law. This is what it says. He should be scratching at the speaker's door. And he should be saying, my committee, I, as chairman of this committee, we are appalled by Joe Biden and what he's doing to the state of Israel. That he's violating the Empowerment Act. And that no president has this power. And remember, our Democrat colleagues were waving around this opinion, the one I'm holding in my hands, ladies and gentlemen, right now, waving it around to get Trump, to impeach Trump. They did impeach Trump. He sits on his fat ass and he does nothing. We've invited him on this program and he's always conflicted. Oh, we have this, we have that. I don't blame him. He doesn't want to be exposed. Tom Cotton's out there pounding away. Ted Cruz is out there pounding away. Lindsey Graham's out there pounding away. So are several other senators. Not Senator Reich. Not Congressman McCall. They're hiding. If they're not going to stand up now, they're utterly worthless. What is the point of these two individuals even serving in high positions in Congress? The fact is we have precedent. We have federal law. We have separation of powers. We have at least three provisions of the United States Constitution that are being violated. What can we do about it? Impeach. Well, Mark will never get the votes. I don't care. I don't care. This is the Constitution. That's not some rule coming out of the Rules Committee. This is the Constitution. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
You know, folks, China, Russia, Iran, they're all on the move. Right here in the U.S., you've got inflation, you have open borders, and of course, an election year. Oh, and we just crossed over $34 trillion in debt with no signs of slowing down. It's time to wake up, folks. There's a lot at risk, possibly even your retirement account. The time to protect yourself is before a crisis, not after. Advantage Gold, the gold and silver company I recommend to help Americans. Well, they'll help you prepare now for times just like these. Call them at 800-900 8,000 today. Get their free 2024 gold and silver kit. Plus, tell them I sent you, and they'll give you a special Mark Levin discount worth up to $1,300 if you qualify. Call Advantage Gold today. Here's the number, 800-900-8000. Plus, see if you qualify to get your special discount worth up to $1,300 today, 800-900-8000. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. You've got to put somebody in charge of impeachment here who is effective, who communicates well, who has brass knuckles, and who knows what the hell they're doing. This whole last impeachment thing completely fizzled out. Because the focus was wrong. I don't know how many times I said the focus should have been on the Constitution itself, not a bank account here and a wire there, and people are confused and on and on and on. Number one, it should have been focused on immigration. The take care clause. The man has violated left and right. The Mayorkas impeachment was a perfect example of what needed to be done, but focused on Biden. Number two, he's defied two Supreme Court rulings, and he's bragged about it. It's an impeachable offense. And now number three, he's specifically violating the power of Congress to appropriate, separation of powers, three provisions of the Constitution, and a federal impoundment law. And they say there's nothing we can do. You know, folks, we've got an awful lot swirling around this country, both internally and externally. We've got wars going on in all parts of the world. We've got riots effectively going on in our colleges and universities. We have inflation through the roof. It's an election year to boot. All these problems are often huge tailwinds for gold, which is why gold is at all-time highs, looking like it's going to go higher. And when it comes to gold, I only trust my friends at Advantage Gold. They help Americans just like you protect your retirement accounts and help safeguard safeguard your wealth through diversification. So call them right now. 800-900-8000. Get their free 2024 gold and silver kit plus a special Mark Levin discount worth up to $1,300 if you qualify. Call Advantage Gold right now. 800-900-8000. See if you qualify to get your special Mark Levin discount worth up to $1,300 today. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
He's driving the media mad. Mark Levin, call in with your outrage. 877-381-3811.
Now let me explain what Biden has done here. What Biden has done is he's told every enemy of the United States, every terrorist organization in the world, every terrorist regime in the world, Iran, China, North Korea, Russia, you name them, that when you take on our allies, you can defeat them. You can slaughter their citizens. You can keep doing what you're doing because in the end, I, Joe Biden, will not allow our allies to defeat you. Hence, he will not allow the United States to defeat our enemies. Specifically, in the case of Israel, Israel is surrounded. They're surrounded by countries and terrorists who want to slaughter them. They're not interested in a two-state solution. They never have been. All you have to do is read the Hamas mission statement and talk about a two-state solution. Islamic Jihad, the Muslim Brotherhood. Iran has its own state. Hamas had its own state. Joe Biden is an extraordinarily stupid man. But he's a narcissist. He's an egomaniac. He's unhinged. He hates the wrong people. Hamas heard what Biden said. He heard that they're going to be rewarded for October 7th. After all, why not? Why not? Biden helped pay for October 7th through the Iranian regime. Takes no responsibility for any of it. Hamas heard what Biden said, and they said, you know what? No hostages. We've killed many of them, if not most of them. We've raped the women. And nobody's going to stop us. Certainly not Biden. The leadership of Hamas, which is in these tunnels, these bunkers, surrounded by about 5,000 terrorists in these four different battalions. They've been thrown a lifeline by Joe Biden. And so when Israel does what Israel needs to do, with or without the weapons that they need, what do you think Hamas is going to do? It's going to fight. It's going to kill more Israeli soldiers. It's going to kill more Palestinian citizens. There's going to be mayhem, more death. It's going to be far more difficult. What else do you think they're going to do? They're going to kill more hostages. With that interview on CNN, Joe Biden signed the death warrant of American and Israeli hostages. He signed the death warrant. He made it clear to Hamas, there is no price to pay to the leadership. To the leadership. There's no price to pay if you continue to kill, rape, and torture American and Israeli hostages. We will protect you from the Israelis. We will not allow them to win. We will not allow them to destroy, to crush the leadership of Hamas and the four remaining battalions. We will defund the Israeli IDF. We will attack them verbally. We will attack them in international courts. We will attack them at the UN. We will be pressure against them with our European left-wing friends, with our Arab friends. We will put pressure on Israel, not Hamas. The money will continue to flow to Iran. The PLO will continue to kill Jews in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria. And more than that, the second part of the interview nobody is paying attention to. We're going to reward the Palestinians with their own country. And who's going to run it? Well, all the Arabs. I'm talking to five Arab countries, he says, because he's not talking Israel. Five Arab countries? You mean the countries that won't take the Palestinians? Now think this through for 2 seconds. So if Israel does what Biden tells them to do, which is to leave the Hamas leadership in the four battalions. But Biden says we're going to have moderate Palestinians and such to figure out how to give the Palestinians authority, moderate Arab countries, whatever that means. But he's leaving Hamas and the leadership of Hamas in Gaza. Even by his own words, it's incoherent. It's nonsensical. This is an abomination. Israel is taking incoming missiles all day long, all night long from Hezbollah. That's Iran. What do you think Hezbollah is thinking? Thinking, doing, based on what Joe Biden said on CNN last night. Well, what the hell? Our brothers, our fellow monsters, subhumans, they slaughtered all these Jews, and Biden won't let the Jews destroy them. He's certainly not going to give them the arms to attack we, Hezbollah, because we didn't even slaughter any Jews. Oh, we intend to. Oh, you better believe it. Israel has already paid for some F-16s that he's put on hold. He's put on hold not just 2,000-pound bombs and 500-pound bombs, but smaller bombs. Precision weapons. He's put on hold ammunition for tanks, ammunition for rifles. I must have missed something. Did Hamas surrender? I must have missed something. Did Hezbollah stop firing missiles into Israel? I must have missed something. Are the PLO still killing randomly Jews? I must have missed something. Is there some peace agreement? Some surrender? And on top of this, Israel's never doing enough to feed the Palestinians in Gaza. The 87% who voted for Hamas. A similar percentage that still supports Hamas and what they did on October 7th. There is no distinction. None. Between Hamas and the Palestinians. Hamas is the Palestinians. Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Fatah, they're all Palestinians. It's amazing, isn't it? So let me say this. President Trump said it today. He has said it before, and I will repeat it myself. If you are Jewish and you vote Democrat, you are suicidal. You'll be voting with the very same people who want to eviscerate you and your people. But we see this mental defect, if you will, in the likes of Anthony Blinken, in the likes of Bernie Sanders, in the likes of Gerald Nadler, in the likes of Thomas Friedman, a long list. A long list. Here's President Trump again outside the courtroom this morning. Cut one, go.
What Biden is doing with respect to Israel is disgraceful. If any Jewish person voted for Joe Biden, they should be ashamed of themselves. He's totally abandoned Israel, and nobody can believe it. I guess he feels good about it because he did it as a political decision. You have to do the right decision, not the political decision, but he did a very bad thing.
And this man is attacked by the American media. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, the American media is thoroughly anti-Semitic, anti-American, and anti-Israel. That's why. The event of October 7th has clarified everything for anybody who wants to see. If you vote for Joe Biden on Election Day, you are voting for the survival of Hamas. If you vote for Joe Biden on Election Day, you are voting to fund Iran. If you are voting for the election of Biden, you are voting to destroy the existing state of Israel by carving it up and giving a big chunk of it to Palestinian terrorists or Palestinians who vote for terrorists. What's the difference? Tom Cotton, who's a superstar, here's what he said today. Cut two, go.
Now, some people say Joe Biden is doing this for his reelection, which would be bad enough. It would also, I have to add, be grounds for impeachment under the Democrats' Trump-Ukraine standard, withholding foreign aid to help one's reelection. Only with Joe Biden, it's true. But I'm afraid it's also worse than that. Joe Biden and Israel-hating Democrats are using electoral concerns as a pretext to do what they've always wanted to do, to cut Israel loose. Remember, a lot of Barack Obama's aides, who are now Joe Biden's aides, disputed that Hamas was even a real terrorist group to begin with. For that matter, remember that Joe Biden himself threatened Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin more than 40 years ago with cutting off aid to Israel. Begin humiliated Biden, warning him not to threaten Israel, and saying, "I am not a Jew with trembling knees." Israel is fighting a just and necessary war. Their knees are not trembling. As Prime Minister Netanyahu just said, they'll fight alone if they have to. But let me assure all the Israelis watching, you won't have to fight alone. You don't have a problem with America. You have a problem with Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer and the Democratic Party. And the American people are going to solve that problem for you in 6 months.
Amen. He is a leader. He is a statesman. And I am proud of what the vast majority of Republicans are doing, the Speaker of the House and his leadership team, the leadership team in the Senate. I am proud of them. Brian Mast and Chip Roy, the introduction of the bill that they just put out there. I'm proud of them for that. Proud of them. Now is not the time for the weak, the cautious, the risk-averse. You are staring evil in the eyes. His name is Joe Biden. He took a region of the world that actually was embracing peace, that had turned on the Palestinian terrorists, that put them in a box, thanks to President Trump. A region of the world where Iran was collapsing, where finally the people of Iran would be free, as would the rest of the world, and there'd be no nuclear threat. Biden resuscitated them. If you vote for Biden, you're voting for funding terrorism, Iran. If you vote for Biden, you're voting to defend the leadership of Hamas from the leadership of Israel. If you vote for Biden, you're voting for a man who has violated the Constitution, violated federal law, and is trying to put his political opponent in prison. More when I return.
Mark Levin.
All over the world, our enemies are on the move. And in our own country, same thing. Things are tough between rising prices, election issues, a $34 trillion debt. But folks, there is good news. If you're smart, you can use these problems to your advantage. By making the right choices right now, you can keep your retirement money safe and even make more money in this climate. That's where Advantage Gold comes in. They're experts in helping Americans protect their savings with gold and silver. It's called diversification. Call Advantage Gold today, 800-900-8000. Send you a free 2024 gold and silver kit that tells you how to keep your money safe when things are bad. Tell them I sent you, and you may qualify for a special Mark Levin discount worth up to $1,300. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. See if you qualify for that special discount worth up to $1,300. That's 800-900-8000. Performance may vary. Past performance, it's not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. One of the things that's really sickening is watching these Democrats go on cable, go on Fox and CNN and MSNBC and tell you what Biden's doing is not what Biden's doing. No, he still supports Israel. It's just Netanyahu, you see. Just Netanyahu, he's the problem. Not Hamas, the leadership of Hamas. You know, Joe Biden hasn't called for the removal of the leadership of Hamas. No. The leadership of the democratically elected government of Israel. He hasn't called for removing the leadership of the PLO or Hezbollah or Iran. No. He's just trying to put his top political opponent in prison, and he wants Netanyahu deposed. He's already talking about a two-state solution. We can get some peaceful Palestinians together. Oh, yeah, yeah. They're all over the place. Israel cannot commit suicide at the command of Joe Biden, who is stereotyping the Jews. And let me just be as plain as I can. Joe Biden, for half a century, has lied to the people of America, and he's lied to the Jewish community. He's played them for fools, and some of them still want to be played for fools. People need to make a real decision, look deep into their conscience and their soul. They really do. They need to look deeply into why they're still Democrats and why they vote for Democrats. When it is constitutional conservatives, mostly Republicans, who are speaking out. People need to ask questions about this. Because what should happen likely won't happen. A massive turnout of voters who reject the river to the sea crowd, who reject Omar and Tlaib and their ilk, who reject defunding, disarming Israel while it's surrounded by enemies who continue to shoot missiles into the country. and are killing American and Jewish hostages. Impeachment isn't good enough for Joe Biden. He's breaking the law. If the Supreme Court rules that immunity does not follow a president after he leaves office, then I intend to help the Trump administration, God willing he wins, to draw up articles of indictment against Joe Biden. I'll be back. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. I'll be on Hannity tonight around 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz. Already mentioned Tom Cotton, but many of the Republicans have been very outspoken about what's taking place. Very few Democrats have, except they support Hamas. I mean, that's the bottom line. I don't want to hear the excuses to watch these Democrats on TV, whether they be journalists, quote-unquote, guests, operatives, Biden campaign officials. They're sickening. They have no moral core. They should walk away from this man. That they won't. Lindsey Graham posted, I'm very pleased that all Senate Republicans, except Rand Paul, joined together on my resolution to condemn President Biden's decision to withhold vital military aid to Israel as they are fighting for their lives. No surprise when it comes to Rand Paul. Rand Paul's not one of us. He's his daddy's son, Ron. They despise the state of Israel. They always have. As have many of the people who have backed them over the years. You remember Mr. Producer? When Ron Paul wanted to be president? You remember how I condemned him? You remember how they came out of the woodwork like cockroaches? Remember the types of people who came out of the woodwork like cockroaches? You remember all that? The worst. Just like the Marxist Islamists, but with a totally different ideology and not ours. Rand Paul condemned President Trump, when President Trump took out Soleimani. I mean, the evidence is all over the place. And he's a coward too, little bastard. More than happy to debate you, Rand, if you ever want to come on this subject. This one right here. But why waste my time? He and Bernie Sanders share the same view. And what is Bernie Sanders' view? Well, CNN, they love their Bernie Sanders. This Caitlin Collins is an ignoramus. She is a buffoon. She's a clown. But they keep promoting her for all those reasons. She's an Israel hater. She's a Bernie Sanders lover. Why would you bring Bernie Sanders on to talk about withholding weapons from Israel when you know what he's going to say? And why would you bring Bernie Sanders on without talking about his background? That he's a Stalinist. That before that he was a Trotskyite. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Why wouldn't you tell your audience, Caitlin Collins, is that her name? Yes. Why wouldn't you tell the American people of his background? Because you peddle lies and deceit and hate and contempt. She and the conga line of frauds and phonies They'll never be forgotten. The historians will write the books. But in the meantime, Israel has to fight for survival. And unfortunately, one of the theaters it has to fight in is right here in our country. The propaganda war. Bernie Sanders is a Stalinist, was a Trotskyite. He used to be proud of it. He loved Brezhnev's Soviet Union. So I went to Moscow and other cities for his honeymoon. That must have been a blockbuster. That's why he's back Castro and Chavez. That's why he's backed every mass-murdering communist regime until he's called on it, and then he walks back. Well, it's the wrong person. He's disgusting. He's a bleeding hemorrhoid on the body politic. And like a Stalin, and like a Mao, and like a Castro, he keeps working over Netanyahu, you know? They keep working him over, like the communists do. It's Netanyahu. It's Netanyahu's war. It's Netanyahu, who's the genocidal monster. He keeps spewing Hamas numbers. And Caitlin Collins never, ever, ever calls him on it. Never. So she's helping him spew the terrorist information against the Jews in Israel. That's Caitlin Collins. That's CNN. Cut three, go.
So you just heard President Biden saying there, if Israel invades Rafah, he won't supply the offensive weapons to carry out that attack. Is that a strong enough response from the U.S. in your view?
So well, stop right there. What kind of a question is that? Shouldn't he do more, Bernie? Isn't that kind of weak? Shouldn't he just cut off arms altogether, Bernie? Why don't you just say it? Come out of the closet, you little puke. You jerk.
Well, yeah.
What's the Stalinist have to say? Go.
It's a good step forward. I think we've got to do even more.
More.
The bottom line is, Caitlin, is what Netanyahu has done in Gaza is unconscionable.
So stop right there. You're telling me you people in Vermont are going to vote for this piece of you-know-what? Again? Again? This guy is so sickening. He's such a lying scumbag. What Netanyahu has done, almost 90% of the Israeli people, the Jews in Israel, want Hamas wiped out. Over 70% of the American people right here in our country, most of whom aren't Jewish, want Hamas wiped out. Except for Bernie. And so Bernie uses blood libels because that's what Marxists do. Bernie Sanders is born a Jew as Marx was born a Jew. But Marx hated Jews and Judaism, as does Bernie Sanders. That's why I call him a self-hater. Very few have the guts to do what I do. I don't care. Bernie Sanders supports Hamas. Bernie Sanders supports terrorism and terrorists. Bernie Sanders supports communist regime. Bernie Sanders has supported regimes and ideologies that are responsible for the deaths of 100 million people.
Well, that's not what I mean by my mom, but
shut up, you fat slob. And he goes on CNN because it's safe with a mental midget like Caitlin Collins who asks Is this strong enough? Is this strong enough, Bernie? Is it strong enough? What should we do, Bernie? Maybe we should arm the terrorists. Well, Biden did. Oh, he did? Oh, yes, he did. Money flowing into Iran. More money than Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel combined. Without a single vote from the United States Congress. Wow. What about the human rights record in Iran? Who cares? What about the human rights record, such as it is, in the Palestinian anything? Territories, Gaza, who cares? What about the human rights record? In all these fascistic, Marxist, Islamist societies. No, it's Netanyahu, you see. Netanyahu. It's like Trump is Hitler, Netanyahu is Hitler. Go ahead.
Talking about 35,000 Palestinians killed, 77,000 wounded, 70% of whom are women and children.
So stop right there. So why doesn't Caitlin Collins interrupt and say, but Senator, you're getting that information from Hamas. Can you verify it? There are experts all over the world that say that's impossible. Can you verify it? She doesn't interrupt him. Not once. Because she wants him to say these things. He's invited there not to challenge, but to proclaim, declare. She is grotesque. That network is grotesque. Let's go to cut four. Go.
You know, you are so connected with young voters, with progressive voters. You're a champion for them. Do you think that President Biden could lose the election over this?
What kind of a question, ladies and gentlemen? Is this not sickening to you? Is she not a fraud, a phony, a fool, a reprobate? Is this not grotesque to you? It's shocking. Then on the same constipated news network, CNN, today, they bring on Chris Van Hollen, who embraces the Islamists, whose wife radically embraces the Islamists, who's been trashing Israel from day one, and Netanyahu. Right, Rand Paul? Correct? Now listen to this one. Cut five, go.
I fully support the action that President Biden outlined yesterday. The president has been clear on two things, that U.S. support for Israel's defense is ironclad, and he mentioned in that interview our continued support for Iron Dome and defense systems. But he has also warned Prime Minister Netanyahu repeatedly and personally that a big invasion of Rafah would
be... All right, let's stop. So as long as Israel is able to shoot missiles out of the sky with the Iron Dome, that's enough. Well, what did the Iron Dome have to do with October 7th when its people were brutalized? What about that, you jackass? What about all the arms that Iran and Hezbollah and Hamas are getting as a result of you and your party and your president funding it? What about that, you jerk? The Iron Dome. Israel helped develop the Iron Dome. I want you to listen to the Democrats. Anybody who's a Democrat, anybody who's Jewish, listen to what you're supporting. Listen to what you're voting for. This isn't even a close call. These are evil, evil people. Who lie, who spin, who twist. If Joe Biden said, we're going to arm Hamas directly against Israel, they'd explain to you it's Netanyahu's fault. Although they damn well have done it already. Let's go to cut six, please. Go.
Now that's being interpreted then as a political move by the president to have waited to come forward with this policy change following that speech. What do you make of that?
I don't think that that's...
You know what? I don't even care what you make of it, because you are disgusting, pathetic, evil individual. Now a report out here by our friends at the Free Beacon. Remember I told you that speech he said and made at the Holocaust Museum and Memorial, that it was grotesque, that it was pathetic, words that mean nothing. Do you know he timed the information about withholding arms from Israel until after that speech? He is sinister. He is a conniver. He is a thug, Joe Biden. To use the Holocaust Remembrance Day, the Holocaust Museum and Memorial, as a political stunt, that's beneath contempt. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor, my wireless company, is investing in their customers. That's you. I'm happy to announce Pure Talk is now offering international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, but now they're offering you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of 5G data, just $20 a month. And that's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. They're ripping you off, folks. Bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Go to puretalk.com/Levin. That's puretalk.com/LEVIN and make the switch right now. Again, this month, when you go to puretalk.com/Levin, you'll save an additional 50% on your first month. Folks, switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. God willing, Donald Trump will win the presidency. And I have a recommendation, Mr. Producer, for an individual to be put in charge of the Department of HHS to oversee the CDC and so forth. Rand Paul. Drag his ass out of the Senate. Or when it comes to foreign policy, he's more Bernie Sanders. More Bernie Sanders than Ronald Reagan, that's for sure. Certainly no Churchill. And he can do his work there at Department of Health and Human Services, where he actually might be pretty good, rather than being the wingman for Bernie Sanders. That way his contempt for the Israeli Jews will be of a non-issue over there at the Department of Health and Human Services. Look, folks, I call him as I see him. It's the way it is. He's got a consistent record, a consistent pattern, like his old man. I know who these people are. I know they give great speeches at committee hearings and on the floor of the Senate, but I know who they are. And when they give great speeches, we salute them. We play them sometimes. When they are what they are, don't blame me. I'm just pointing it out. I'm not a Republican apparatchik. I'm just not. When I support them, I support them. The way it is. I'll be right back. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor, my wireless company, is investing in their customers. That's you. I'm happy to announce Pure Talk is now offering international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, but now they're offering you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of 5G data, just $20 a month. And that's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. They're ripping you off, folks. Bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Go to puretalk.com/Levin. That's puretalk.com/LEVIN and make the switch right now. Again, this month, when you go to puretalk.com/Levin, you'll save an additional 50% on your first month. Folks, switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Mark Levin, making conservatism great again. Dial in now, 877-381-3811.
Okie dokie. See here, Mr. Producer. I found it. It's right here. You know, we have Hillary Clinton on the Morning Joe. And it really is precious that she's there. Obviously, they had to lard her up with makeup and so forth. Never any photos from the waist down. Not that we want one. Nonetheless, she's back. Ms. Russia Collusion. She talks about justice denied is justice delayed. You know, we got to have the outcome of these cases. These are serious trials. We need to get these done so the American people know what and who they're voting for. See, she's always been a Stalinist. How many investigations was she able to slip out of? Talk about the Espionage Act. Talk about if there was a federal campaign violation, what the hell would you call the dossier that her law firm paid for? And then concealed the source. Wow, that's a slam dunk case, wouldn't you say? Yeah, I'd say so. So she's back, and of course she's on the Morning Schmo Show, which is where all the reprobates and all the sleazeballs go. There's Jen Psaki. She's on the Late Show. Who's the goofball with the ears again? Stephen Colbert. As we call him, Colbert. There she is. She said, look, when I was the spokes idiot, the mouthpiece, the propagandist for the idiot, I mean Joe Biden, you know, we used our facts for our points of view. Not Trump. Trump's a filthy liar. Boy, is she a sleazeball. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. But there's Colbert, who supports the Hitler Youth on our college campuses. We thought it was terrible. Terrible. That the police went into Columbia University and elsewhere to put down the Hitler Youth, who were out the next day, by the way. It's free speech, don't you know? Except the gag orders on Trump. Yeah, yeah, of course. Shut him up. They never said a damn thing about free speech when their boy Biden was using the power of government to silence you, to silence people who raise questions about the vaccines, to cover up the Hunter Biden laptop story, and a long list of horribles. That was perfectly fine. Going after parents and the Catholic Church and pro-life. That's okay. Joe Biden believes in free speech. Yeah, just like he believes in an ironclad commitment to defend Israel. And this guy Van Hollen, this sleazeball Van Hollen, he says for their defense, for the Iron Dome. Let me get this straight. So the enemy can shoot as many missiles as they want into Israel, and Israel has to chase their missiles? This has nothing to do with October 7th? These Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, they support Hamas. They pretend there's a distinction between the 87% of the population of Gaza that voted for Hamas and supports Hamas and will vote for Hamas again. They use Hamas statistics. Bernie Sanders does every time he's on CNN, which is about every half hour. And he's never challenged. Why? Because CNN uses the same numbers. It's amazing, isn't it? An arms embargo against the Jewish state that's trying to destroy a terrorist organization. And there's still people who will vote for this guy. There's still people who will vote for this guy. Shocking, really. Susan Del Persio. I don't know who the hell she is. They show up. It's a conga line of freaks, frauds, and phonies. A political analyst on MSNBC. Oh, she must be good. Can't wait to hear this one. What about independence? Some of them are starting to think Biden is a bigger threat to democracy. I can't imagine why. Can you, America? Listen to this. Cut 13. Go.
Another thing interesting in this polling was more independents said that they worry about President Biden weakening democracy than Trump, 53% to 42%. What do you make of this?
Oh, my God. despite all our efforts here at MSLSD. And 98% of the other so-called media? My God, the American people don't buy it? We keep telling them Trump is Hitler. We keep telling them Biden is Mahatma Gandhi. They won't listen to us. We keep telling them the economy is great. They keep complaining. They won't listen to us. We keep telling them Biden is sharp as a tack. Like a tic-tac, but nonetheless, he's sharp as a tack. They won't listen to us. What's with these people? These stupid Americans. That's why we have the borders open to import smart people from communist China. Well, let's hear, well, Del Perico, or Paricio, or whatever the hell her name is, a political analyst for MSLSD. What does she have to say? Go ahead.
It's shocking, honestly. I can't, you know, make sense of that number. I wish I could. I wish I could have some really great insight to it. But
let me help you out, dummy. Whatever you're getting paid is too much, by the way. Very dense. Joe Biden has destroyed our justice system. You're not supposed to use it for political purposes against your political opponents. You with me? Joe Biden violated the Espionage Act, actually sold secret information to a publisher through a ghostwriter for $8 million. Wow, he did? Yes. Joe Biden has been ruling through the EPA and the Department of Interior to destroy certain industries, to destroy certain products, to impose his will on the American people without a single vote of Congress. Wow. The border's wide open in violation of numerous federal immigration laws. The effects on our society are enormous. He did it on his own. He violated the law. Seems a little problematic, doesn't it, America? Right now, Joe Biden, listen to this. We've talked about it. Every federal department and agency in the Biden regime is registering voters. Democrats. In clear violation of federal law, but it doesn't matter. That might harm democracy. He's trying to put his opponent in prison. That's a problem, I would say. You got that, Susan Del Perseo, political analyst? What else does she have to say? She's so shocked. Go ahead.
Outlier or not, because the other numbers with independents and Biden are going in the right direction. So that may be it. But also, just one thing I wanted to add on to what Basil
yes,
said.
Yes, please do.
You know, this trial's not on TV. You guys do a great job reporting what's happening. But if there aren't those images coming out of the courthouse, people feel like they know this story. We've heard about it for a long time. So it doesn't surprise me that they're not interested.
This is a political analyst over at MSLSD. They're not interested because it's a farce. She wants video. They want pictures. Oh, not of October 7th. No, we can't do that because then the American people will see how the peaceful Palestinians really are. Right, Chris Van Hollen? Right, Bernie Sanders, you Marxist puke? Right? Can't have that. But Trump, we never get enough video. Now, when it comes to Biden, we can't even get straight sentences out of this man. Whatever happened to Tara Reid? Remember the woman he's accused of raping? Remember her? She escaped to Russia. That's how bad it got for her in the United States of America. What about all the women? I remember those stories where Biden was sniffing their hair and touching their necks and their shoulders. Wow. In other words, molesting them. And little girls. What happened to that? Nothing? No. Of course not. She's a political analyst over at MSLSD. She's perplexed. She doesn't understand. What's that? She doesn't get it. And she never will. Nobody knows who she is. Nobody cares. She's not of any footnote to a footnote in any book or in history. Just another big mouth, know-nothing propagandist. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor, my wireless company, is investing in their customers. That's you. I'm happy to announce Pure Talk is now offering international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, but now they're offering you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of 5G data, just $20 a month. And that's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. They're ripping you off, folks. Bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Go to puretalk.com/Levin. That's puretalk.com/LEVIN and make the switch right now. Again, this month, when you go to puretalk.com/Levin, you'll save an additional 50% on your first month. Folks, switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hannity's on Ingram, and I'll be on Hannity. Well, you know what I mean. Around 9:30 p.m. tonight, Eastern Time. And I hope you'll watch. You won't want to miss that. You know what, Mr. Bedusa? Can you tell I'm in a foul mood? You can't tell? I'm in a foul mood. I'm not 100% sure why. Maybe it's because of all the evil that surrounds us, we the people. That doesn't make for very good television, does it, Mr. Bedusa? Sometimes it does. Okay. I am in a very foul mood. I'm just being honest with my family in the audience there. My audience family. It's got to be Biden. It's got to be. Some people are annoying too. I'm not talking about family and friends. I'm not talking about people I'm working with. But some people are annoying with their emails that come over the transom and texts. You know, I got an email from one friend today, Mr. Producer, who's overseas, and he says, you need to keep pounding Biden. Yeah, I felt like, what the hell are you talking about, man? Do you even listen to the radio show? And do I need advice to keep pounding Biden? It's like, okay, I've done my part. Keep pounding. Okay, back to dinner. Or I get these emails with these links, these articles that I've already used on the air. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. It's crazy. But what are you going to do? All right. By the way, we are going to take some callers in hour three, Mr. Call Screener, Mr. Producer. It's a heads up. There's a great piece in National Review by Jim Garrity. Biden comes to Hamas's rescue. And I think from now on, rather than the Biden Harris ticket, we ought to call it the Biden-Hamas ticket. In fact, that's what I'm going to do for now on, Mr. Producer. The Biden-Hamas ticket. You vote for Biden, you're voting for Hamas. It's that simple. Anyway, excellent piece. You might want to take a look at it. I'll be right back. In today's digital age, where cyber threats loom larger than ever, safeguarding your personal information is paramount. So why is Congress considering a law that could put your credit card data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? This Durbin-Marshall credit card bill could jeopardize your financial data, make it more susceptible to cyber intrusions. It's a controversial bill that proposes a shift in billions of dollars worth of consumer transactions to payment networks that lack the robust security measures consumers rely on. Who could possibly want that? Well, the answer, woke corporate megastores seeking to inflate their multi-billion dollar profit margins. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill will undermine our safe and convenient payment systems and endanger your data security. It's time to take a stand. Visit electronicpaymentscoalition.org. Make your voice heard. Tell your senators to oppose the radical Durbin-Marshall credit card bill, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. I'll see you on Hannity later tonight around 9:30 p.m. Eastern. I figure if I have to be there, you should be there too. Why not? Well, Michael Rappaport, you know what's funny? I don't know much about the guy because I'm like out of the culture. I just am. By the way, have you folks gone to the link that I provided on my social sites? Right, Mr. Producer? For Tom Selleck and his show? Blue Bloods. Please go there and be very civil and polite and register your opposition to them killing that show, Blue Bloods, would you please? It's very, very important. Anyway, Michael Rappaport used to be a radical left-wing lib. Used to trash conservatives, trash Trump. But he's come around in many respects. I think he's a buddy with my buddy Sid on WABC. Doesn't matter. And it's very important that you hear what he has to say. Now, Mr. Producer spent about 3 days having to block out his cussing. I'm just kidding, but there's a lot of it. We had to block it out. But he's angry, he's furious, and he ought to be. Now, Mr. Rappaport has been a leftist, a diehard Democrat, an Israel supporter. And this is what I'm saying. People should listen to him, particularly those who are liberal and Jewish, who are used to voting Democrat. Pay attention to what the hell is going on. Are you going to vote for the Biden-Hamas ticket? What kind of insanity is that? But here he is on a video yesterday, unendorsing Joe Biden. Cut eight, go.
And you dumb old you have the you bet old you. You're not sending weapons to Israel during a war while American hostages and hostages from 22 countries are still in that. You're not sending weapons now, you dumb fuck. You, let me tell you something. I never, ever, ever thought I would say this. Okay, but I could promise you this right now. Smoking Joe Biden, cadaver Joe Biden, me, Michael Rappaport, I'm not voting for you. You're not getting my vote. And plenty of us also ain't voting for you, you fuck you. I said it once, and I'll say it again. This is why voting for Donald Trump, pig Donald Trump, is on the table.
Okay. A vote is a vote. A vote is a vote. By the way, what? I'm not trying to be a smarter. What is he? He's an actor in what? Do you know? What? Sort of a generic actor? Comedian, generic actor. Okay. We'll take where we can get it. But the man has some sense now, you see. Not like Howard Stern and some of these others. It's just unbelievable to me. Now let's fact check Joe Biden's claim that inflation was 9% when he took office. He just lies all the time. All the time. This is even ABC News, and they start with Biden. Cut 16, go.
It was 9% when I came to office. 9%.
Inflation was actually 1.4% when Biden was sworn in, peaking at 9.1% in June 2022. It has since come down to 3.5%, preventing a further drop in housing costs. In New York City, one survey found rent is rising 7 times faster than wages. In California, a condo in West Hollywood just sold for a record-smashing $24 million. Food costs also playing a role. Grocery prices are up 26% since 2019. And fast food prices are up 33%. Many consumers saying enough is enough.
I don't mean to be broke, but for an 8-count mini and a lemonade, $14?
I joked that this was fine dining now because I might as well go at a sit-down restaurant and be served if I'm going to pay those type of prices.
And so what does Joe Biden do? He attacks the restaurants. He attacks the food industry. Just like he attacks the energy companies for what he's done to the price of fuel. Just like he attacks companies that package food and sell food. 20% smaller amounts of food in these packages, he says. It's a corporate ripoff. No, it's inflation. That's turned into stagflation. One more time. Actually, I'll do it many more times. Inflation is skyrocketing on the products and services that you need to sustain yourselves. The rest of it doesn't matter. Food prices, energy prices, home prices, automobile prices, your utility costs, the things you need to sustain yourselves and your families every day, they've gone up almost 30% since he's been president of the United States. You feel it, you know it, and you don't need to be told by Washington that everything is just swell. It may be swell in Washington, but it's not swell in the rest of the country. And you're being asked to now provide health insurance to illegal aliens. You're being asked in some cities to provide credit cards to illegal aliens. You're being told that the capital gains tax needs to be massively increased in order to get money from the wealthy. But what they don't tell you is when you sell something like a home, you pay a capital gains tax. Job production is down, or at least flat. You can't allow millions of people into the country, get paid under the table, and not expect creation to go down. But stagflation, what is stagflation? Ready? It is inflation that eats away at the value of the dollar, which means the value of your paycheck, which means the value of your pension. Whether it's a private pension or a government pension or Social Security, it eats at the value of the dollar. At the same time, the price of goods and services are going up. So the value of the money in your pocket, in your savings account, your pension check is going down, while the price of basic goods are going up. That's stagflation. That is a stagnant economy with inflation built on top of it. What causes that? Reckless government spending and borrowing and printing money. That's what causes it. No longer is your money backed by gold. No longer is it backed by silver. It's backed by the good faith of the government. But the government doesn't have good faith. Biden says he cut the debt by $1.4 trillion. No, he didn't. The COVID monies, one-time money, stopped. That is, after COVID stopped, effectively, the monies were cut off. Biden is spending more than the COVID monies that were passed and put aside for COVID. We are going in debt to the tune of $1 trillion every 3 months now. I've been warning about this. I've written extensively about it. You have more and more economists who play it straight. We're warning this is unsustainable. who actually have international organizations with international economic bureaucrats warning that the United States is headed for a debt wall. Everything you earn, those who are still working, everything you're saving, those of you who are still working, those of you who are on fixed incomes, everything you have in your bank accounts, the checks that you receive, the value is going down while prices are going up. That's why people are having difficulty at the grocery stores, at fast food drive-thrus, and getting clothing for themselves and their children. The expense of energy, the expense of utilities, to get products that you need, whether it's lumber or shingles or whatever, to fix your homes. It's all through the roof if you can get it. The economic system has been tampered with in such a vile and aggressive way. It's not functioning properly. It has nothing to do with big corporations. It has nothing to do with billionaires. It has nothing to do with people aren't paying enough taxes. It has everything to do with the Biden regime and the Democrat Party's policies. They're breaking the bank. They've destroyed energy independence. They're choking off cheap energy. And by doing so, fertilizer, one of the base components of fertilizer, like it or not, is oil. So for farmers, the price of planting and harvesting is going through the roof. So they're planting and harvesting less. Less. This whole transition, so-called, from the combustion engine and fossil fuels to electricity is the greatest scam in modern American history. You can't force the industrialization or the deindustrialization on the one hand and then the reindustrialization on the other hand by government laws. And government spending, it doesn't work that way. You, the American people, you determine what you want to buy, what you can afford, for God's sakes. People don't want electric cars. They don't go far enough. They're not reliable enough. They don't want to charge them for 14 hours. They take trips. They don't want to stop at some grotesque state-run public facility where most people go to do what they have to do and get the hell out of there with a bag of potato chips, Mr. Producer. They don't want to stand there for 40 minutes charging their car. It is impossible for 18-wheelers to function this way. And we do not have the electrical grid in place to handle any of this. Any of it. We do not have the charging stations. Especially in dense areas in our cities. They haven't figured out how that's supposed to work. This is a disaster, and it is going to get worse. It is going to get worse as there are less wells. There's less refining. There are less gas stations. This is going to get worse. The pinch will be on, brownouts and blackouts. The economic police state will get stronger and bigger, telling you where you can live, what kind of home you can have, what kind of vehicle you can have, how many vehicles you can have, when you can drive them, when you can't drive them, and they're going to monitor them. They're already trying. When the economy goes south, your liberty goes south. I'll repeat it. When the economy goes south, your liberty goes south. Just like with the pandemic, the government takes the opportunity for situations that it helps create, to seize power. All during the pandemic, there was no talk about individual freedom. There was no talk about unalienable rights. There was no talk about capitalism and private property rights. They were all trampled, all of them, on the say-so of a few quack scientists and scientist wannabes on the government payroll. And look how fast our protections disappeared. Look today. Look how fast. I've been telling you this now since the Biden administration came into place. I don't know how people on fixed incomes, people who earn minimum wage or thereabouts, can feed themselves. You go through a drive-thru. If a family of four, then maybe there's five of you. Three meals a day. It's an enormous expense. Joe Biden has destroyed energy independence. We've been fighting for energy independence for 100 years to get away from the Arabs and the Russians and everybody else. Energy independence means liberty in the United States. Freedom. But he destroyed it. And then he funds Iran, which funds the Houthis. So the navigable waters in the Middle East, the Red Sea in particular, it's harder and harder to get oil and crude out of there. Moira, there we are again, dependent on them, dependent on the Russians. This man's insane. Absolutely insane. While the border's wide open. And all the consequences that result from that. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Clinton wouldn't have survived this Manhattan trial with all of his dalliances, adultery, accused of rape. He never had to go through this, did he? John Kennedy, bless his soul. Horrendous record. Sleeping with an East German spy, a mob boss girlfriend, 17-year-old intern. Pretty rough. Pretty rough. Joe Biden would have to explain Tara Reid and all the girls and women he molested. When you go up to somebody and smell their hair and put your hands on their shoulders, I'm sure the Me Too movement will back me up on this, won't you, gals? And we could go on and on, of course. And yet Donald Trump has insisted from day one none of this happened. And he hasn't flinched. By the way, after the bottom of the hour, something just broke in the New York Post. It's very much worth sharing with you. What the New York Post did is they took a look at this interview on Wednesday that Joe Biden had. And they started to count it. They said in a brief 17 minutes, Biden told 15 lies, nearly one lie every minute. I want to get into this with you because this guy is a real head case. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
Don't forget, I'm on Hannity in an hour, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. So here's the New York Post. From the editorial board. Just came out. Biden tells a lie a minute during CNN interview. And what did he do? 17 minutes, he told 15 lies. One a minute. Lie one, I've created over 15 million jobs since I've been president. Wow, that's a lot. Biden's favorite falsehood told over and over and over again, no matter how many fact checkers call him out. He took office at the tail end of the pandemic that blew a hole in the economy when lockdown policies wholeheartedly endorsed by Democrats took people out of office and onto COVID stimulus checks. He created nothing. After the introduction of the vaccine, people returned to the workforce. If anything, Biden's policies slowed the economy. It took until July 2022 for the U.S. economy to regain all the jobs lost to the pandemic. So this thing about I've created 15 million jobs, flat out lie. lied to. Other than Herbert Hoover, Donald Trump is the only president who's lost more jobs than he created. The corollary lie. Trump didn't lose jobs. He was president during a global pandemic. And liberals were thrilled to put people on government checks and shut down the world during COVID. They cannot argue now that the job market would have been any different in 2020 under a Democrat. Lie number three. Look at what he says he's going to do if he gets elected. Says he's going to do away with what I've done on Medicare, reducing the price of Medicare. There's no basis for this. As Trump has said, he will never do anything that will hurt or jeopardize Social Security or Medicare, quote unquote. Further, Trump pursued the exact same executive orders to lower prescription drug prices as did Biden. And I might add, it's Biden who said three times during his Senate career that he would slash Medicare, Medicaid, and the VA. Lie number four. You know, we have 1,000 billionaires in America. Know what their average federal tax is? 8.3%. Factcheck.org, a lib organization, by the way, notes that the top 0.1% of earners with more than $4.4 million in expanded cash income pay on average a rate of 25.1% in federal income and payroll taxes, not 8.3%. Lie number five, we've already turned it around. That is the economy. The CNN's Burnett quoted some tough figures on the economy, noting the cost of buying a home had doubled. Real income, when you account for inflation, is actually down since you took office. Biden's response? Deny. Lie six. The polling data has been wrong all along. Every survey that says people are upset about the economy, every poll that puts Biden's approval rating at historic levels, that is historically low, they are all of them, from dozens of different sources, wrong. Lie number seven, there's corporate greed going on out there. It's got to be dealt with. Labor costs increased 4.2% between 2023 and 2024. That's 1 year. They increased 5.1% from 2021 to 2022. That's 9.3%. The cost of everything from supplies to shipping to rent to taxes have gone way up. Why? Because of the huge amount of government money injected into the system, minimum wage increases by California and other states, and pent-up demand by consumers. How is Biden going to, quote-unquote, deal with it? Tell companies they can't raise prices to avoid losing money and going broke? Lie number eight, inflation was 9% when I came to office. This is the lie of the night. Biden continues to pretend that the U.S. was in terrible shape when he took office, when it was already on the rebound, thanks to Trump's Warp Speed project that vaccinated people quickly against COVID, writes the New York Post. Inflation was a measly 1.4% in January 2021 when Biden took office. And then when Biden went on a first-year drunken sailor spending spree, inflation skyrocketed. It was never 9% under Trump. What a lying. Lie number nine, they have the money to spend and angers them and angers me that they have to spend more. They, meaning you, the people, have the money to spend? He's talking about you. According to Bankrate, 76% of adults making less than $50,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck. That's an increase from 71% the year before. Biden need only watch the nightly news to see people cutting back on groceries and gas, even trips to McDonald's, because their spending power has decreased. Lie number 10. Civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs and other ways in which they go after population centers. It's libel. I will add a blood libel against the Jews to suggest that Israel is deliberately targeting population centers. Hamas embeds itself among the civilian population, creating bases inside hospitals and digging tunnels under residential apartments. Israel's been warning the people of Rafah for more than a week to move to a safe zone outside the city. They do not go after population centers. They work hard to minimize deaths while stopping the terrorists who kidnapped, raped, and murdered their civilians. Lie 11. We're not walking away from Israel's security. We're walking away from Israel's ability to wage war in those areas. But defeating Hamas is integral to Israel's security. How does Biden suggest Israel win the war if it leaves the last stronghold of the terrorist group untouched? Lie number 12, it made no sense in my view to engage in thinking in Iraq. They have a nuclear weapon. Biden even brought this up, saying that he warned Israeli President Netanyahu not to make the mistakes we made in Afghanistan and Iraq, except Biden voted in favor of invading Iraq. So Biden may regret that decision today, but it made no sense to him to back then. And what does that have to do with Israel? Lie 13. You can't only love your country when you win. Someone better tell all the celebrities and elites in the Democrat Party who claim they're going to move if Trump is reelected, or say they don't know their country anymore, who would burn American flags as they rally for Hamas. Biden's chiding of Trump with this line would carry more weight if he said it to his own voters. Line number 14. I travel around the world. Other world leaders know what they all say. 80% of them. You got to win. My democracy's at stake. Maybe we can't say this is absolutely a lie, but it sure sounds like one of those statements for which the press love to go after Trump. Are other world leaders really pulling Biden aside after his nap and saying democracy at stake if you lose? Give us a break. And line number 15, then Trump's going to put in a 10% tax that's going to increase average Americans' cost $1,500 a year. Trump has never proposed such a tax. Perhaps Biden means Trump's plan for a 10% tariff on imported goods, which may or may not cost Americans more money. You know who else is considering imposing tariffs? Biden! Just this week, under the headline, Biden looks to thwart surge of Chinese imports. The New York Times notes that China is using unfair business practices, and Biden wants to counter it. I also thought he told union members at one of his rallies of 17 people where he lies to union members that he was going to increase tariffs potentially in China by like 25 or 50% or something. So kudos to the New York Post. That must have been a lot of work, and that must have been very painful for the people who did it. 15 lies in 17 minutes, almost one lie a minute. And there she is, Caitlin Collins over at CNN with Bernie Sanders, her favorite guest. Can you imagine? An America-hating, Israel-hating, anti-Semite, Islamist, Stalinist is Caitlin Collins' favorite guest over there at the Constipated News Network. And she accepts his propaganda, the data from Hamas, accepts his propaganda from Iran, Hamas, and the rest, trying to smear Benjamin Netanyahu. What a grotesque excuse for a journalist she is. What a grotesque excuse for a human being Bernie Sanders is. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Ted Cruz's comments today were fantastic. So many of the Republicans. They weren't joined by a single Democrat, as Ted Cruz points out. Really shameless, disgusting, as a matter of fact. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Let us go to Jane, Saratoga, New York, the great WDBI. Go!
Hey, Mark. Go. Yes, first of all, I have to thank you. There were eight of us yesterday sitting and talking. Everybody watches you. We were talking about Biden and the disgusting, lying, perverted moron that he is. And we all support, and Bernie Sanders, who's total Marxist, and he's trying to recruit college students. Now, if since Biden made a drug appropriation possible for Hamas to import, if Israel, God bless them, if they did a ceasefire, they would be open. It would be suicide on their part. Mm-hmm. It would give Hamas the hand to just kill everyone in Israel. And more of us are waking up and speaking up. And we thank God for you, because you make it so clear. And this drug that's being sold to Hamas was created by the Germans, the Nazi Germans.
Ah. So it's not in the blood system. It's a drug.
It is a very powerful amphetamine. And it caused, and Hamas started importing it into their fighting camp.
I know they drugged up, that's right. They drugged up their terrorists when they attacked on October 7th. All right, my friend, thank you for your call and your kind comments. Let's go to Tony Clifton, New Jersey, the great WABC. Tony, how are you, sir?
Hi, Mark Levin. It's Tony from Clifton.
Hi, Tony.
I'm great tonight. I'm great tonight, but I'm really not happy. And I think you started off your show with the right tone that our Congress, our leaders have to wake up. We just had a $95 trillion bill. I'm not good at math, but that's a lot of money
billion.
To me, Mark Levin.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're
what
right.
happened is that now our friend Israel is not getting the arms that it needs. What mm-hmm. was written in that bill? Did our legislatures read it? Israel is our friend, and what's happening to them is happening to us. And you started off with a person who you had to bleep out, and I'm going to bleep out. They're effing America, and they're effing Israel, and that's what's mm-hmm. happening. And if our Congress and our leaders don't get that message now, will they ever get it?
I think the Republicans in Congress are doing a pretty good job exposing this. They don't have the majority in the Senate. At this press event they had today, they condemned everything that's taking place. They voted on a resolution. Every Republican supported it except Rand Paul. When it comes to foreign policy, he's more Bernie Sanders. Very bizarre, but that's the way it is. Not a single Democrat spoke out. You have Jewish Democrats, many of them, certainly in the leadership, who throw in with Biden, the Hitler Youth at our colleges and universities, and Biden's Hamas supporting foreign policy. It's disgusting. And we have to call it what it is. And we have to call them out. We have to use big people words. We have to be accurate in our details and descriptions and not play nice. Not use the words that only the government tells us we can use through the media and through pressure and so forth. That's why this show is different than the rest. Thank you for your call, my friend. You take care of yourself. Great callers. I appreciate it. Let's go to Tom Clifton, New Jersey, the great WABC. Tom is gone. All right, let's go to, I don't have it on my list here. Let's go to Carl. Where is Carl? Rich? In Oregon on the Mark Levin app. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, Mark. Since October 7th, I've concluded some things about the anti-Semites. One is that God chose the Jews to be proof of his existence, and this is why the Hamasis must try to wipe out the Jews. Second, mm-hmm. As a Christian, I need the fulfillment of Jewish prophecies. So Christianity needs the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. And the third point is the collaborators like Soros and such, they have to realize they're not going to be spared by the anti-Semites.
Mm-hmm. Well, they think they are, and they're suicidal. The problem is they're dragging the rest of us along with them. And November will be telling. November is an election about good over evil. It's about America over our enemies. It's about Israel over Hamas. It's that simple. Thank you, my brother. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel. We salute our truckers, the freedom fighters all over the world. We salute our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, and we have your back, Israel, even though Biden is undermining you. And I'll see you on Hannity in 30 minutes. God bless.